Okay, cheers to St. Patrick's Day being fucking over, huh?
Thank God.
I have sitting across from me, Ian.
Hey.
And sitting sort of to his side / my side is Heather.
Heyo.
Why'd you give me a look when I said that? Like, watch it, bucko.
watch where you tell everyone that I'm sitting.
Just in case there's a sniper, if you're looking in the window, she's kind of just to the left.
All right.
In the red shirt.
That's Peter's left, my right.
Yeah. Is that stage left?
Great.
I don't know. Is that, how about on a baseball diamond? How does that work?
Already being banged up. Yeah.
How did, what would, is it to the batter's thing? Is that what we decided on that previous show? When you're looking, so if I'm the batter and the guy to the left is left field?
Well, I feel like if the coach told me, like, move left, I just moved to my left.
If the coach tells you to get into left field.
Right.
And I'm the batter.
Yeah.
Are you on my left or my right?
Your left.
Okay.
All right. So that makes it easy. It seems like it'd be easier to tell this from the catcher because the catcher is going to be facing the same direction if you have a left or a right-handed batter. Yeah. So
he's still facing this. He's looking the same way.
No, I mean, like, but
it's not which way his fucking belt buckle is pointed. No. It's his eyeballs.
I see what you mean because the catcher's like boss.
Don't take his side. Oh. Catcher's the boss of baseball? Since when?
Well, not baseball, but in softball, I feel like the catcher was the heart and soul of the team.
Now, okay, the catcher does a signal, right?
Right.
He flips off the pitcher, and that's a fastball.
Sure.
does the catcher decide? Does the pitcher listen?
The catcher usually sends signals to the pitcher.
That.
And that way, so that way the catcher knows where to put his glove.
Okay,
so,
but does he decide? Does he decide?
Well, that's
or does
why
the pitcher
you
decide?
See. Well, I think it kind of comes from the coach. The coach tells the catcher,
what the
like,
fuck?
No, this isn't necessarily like
every
professional.
Pitch.
No, not every pitch. I mean, you can kind of throw what you want, but if the coach sees something happening and they're like, all right, I've seen this batter like 3 times. They cannot hit a fastball.
When you, when the pitcher throws it at the guy's head, what's that called?
Beanball?
A beanball. Is a beanball?
Beanball is well, then they get hit. So I'm not sure what you call.
Is this an anti-Hispanic thing in baseball
that I was not aware of?
You've never heard of beanball?
No, I've never heard that term.
There was an old, I'm trying to remember what old baseball movie it was, or their old expression where it's like throw them a little chin music.
Yeah, okay.
Which is sort of like throw it toward their head. Not try to hit them in the head, but throw it toward their face to get them to back off
the
plate.
Okay, so when they do
that,
what's the catcher's signal? What does that look like when it's like, nail this fucker? Put him down.
I don't know. I was never a catcher.
It varies from team to team.
Well, you saw the symbols then.
Well, I was a pitcher, but I mean, I only pitched for a couple years, so I only.
And you never once saw the signal for
hit this guy in the face.
Kill.
No, I never saw
destroy.
I never saw that.
Is there a symbol? Probably.
Yeah, I think like if a batter's really good and you don't want them to hit the ball, then you'll like hit them on purpose.
You could
just so they
throw
just
it
take
outside, right? So they don't.
Well, no, because some batters are really good. I mean, it doesn't matter where you put the ball, they'll hit it.
Well, they should be for all that money and
so
tight pants.
Like Barry Bonds. Like people just used to hit Barry Bonds. Cause
that seems a little unfair. Fuck baseball. There's nothing about, I know we talked about baseball already, but fuck baseball in all its forms.
Now
even the virtual, the 8-bit baseball.
Oh, yes. Virtual baseball. Peter's favorite type of baseball.
Yeah.
Now, Peter and I, this is a story worth telling, that Peter and I had this baseball game for the old Nintendo called Bo Jackson Baseball.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you remember why we purchased Bo Jackson Baseball or why it was purchased for us?
No, but I think back in the day, it's not like today where there's 5 systems and 500 games for each system.
Right.
There was one system.
Yeah, what system was it on?
Nintendo. Oh, original Nintendo.
Like
I mean,
Super
there was
Nintendo?
Sega too.
No,
no,
before the Super Nintendo.
Oh, wow.
Not Super.
This box.
This is before my time.
Shit Nintendo.
Right.
So it was on shit Nintendo, and there were, I mean, shit Nintendo was around longer than Super Nintendo, which
was
around longer than 64 and so on.
The
lives of these things are getting real short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
shorter than a fucking baby with a little hole in its heart who you watch die in one of those chambers.
That's how I feel about my Xbox 360. It's like a baby with a defective heart.
It is. It's got a little red light on it and everything.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
You know, that's how you can tell a premature baby's about to die. The little red light comes on. And
red ring. Oh, I'm seeing red rings of death on this baby. I don't think it's got long.
That's right.
So there was the one system, really. And then for that system, even though it was out so long, didn't seem like there were a lot of games.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you had a game, like a sports game, it wouldn't be called so-and-so, so-and-so. It would be called something like baseball.
Yeah.
Or ice hockey.
Yeah.
That was the other one we had that was hard.
Yeah, and like you named that one pretty quickly. You must have played it often.
Well, you know what? At the time, I think I was not even into sports at the time.
Yeah.
But because hockey was not big around here then, it was even smaller.
Right.
Now we have a fucking hockey team, but back then no one played hockey. So it seemed more like a game than an actual sport you were playing on Nintendo. It was a novelty to me.
It had as much relationship to our reality as Mario did.
And you could sort of build your own team.
Right.
So there were like little tiny fast guys.
Were these games two player?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was like the skinny fast guys. There were the medium guys who were not really good at anything. And then big fat guys who were real slow but could knock everyone down.
Right.
Right.
And so you could kind of make up your team. And then Mario was the referee.
Oh, okay.
Mario was the referee of, like, everything. They're always
God.
Put a fucking mustache on that guy.
Yeah.
Make him look like Mario. Give him a hat.
Yeah.
So did they just think that Mario was the one that, like, looked the most fair?
I think he was like, God of Nintendo.
Right.
Right.
So if they were like, well, we just need someone to be in charge.
They just would stick Mario right into everything.
It's like when you see Alfred Hitchcock in a movie.
Okay.
He's just fucking in there.
Yeah.
There's no preface of like, here comes Alfred Hitchcock. It's like, oh, there he goes.
Right.
Now a bird is killing some woman by flying down her throat or something. That was such bullshit. He's such an amazing filmmaker, and his film is, what if birds went crazy?
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
No.
I don't.
What if pickles started killing people? I don't know.
Well, you know, if pickles started killing people, then delis would be just the worst place to be, wouldn't it?
Oh,
you know
what? My God, yeah.
All you'd have to do if birds went crazy is just drive fast and don't stop.
I'm like picturing this pickle movie now. Like everyone is stuck in a pickle factory.
You know how birds, you'll see them kind of glide close to a car and then go shooting off in the wind?
Right.
Yeah.
I saw this group of birds do that in front of a bus and just get annihilated.
I ran over.
Exploded into feathers.
I ran over a bird once.
Yeah.
It like flew and then it hit the grill of my car and it just, felt it like tumbling beneath me.
They have no chance against a car.
Right. They have no chance. They get demolished really easily. Like Peter in Bo Jackson Baseball.
Oh, good segue. So we had Bo Jackson Baseball. It must have been a gift.
Yeah.
Okay, what year was this?
Oh, shit, like 1990 probably.
Awesome.
This was back when Bo Jackson was huge because he was an athlete.
Do you remember Bo Jackson? Yeah. Bo knows?
I don't remember Bo Jackson. Because
he played every sport.
Right.
Oh.
Baseball, football. I think he sucked at basketball.
Okay.
I think he also golfed probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
His autobiography is him topless with a high top.
Oh, God.
And then he's got his football shoulder pads on, and he's got a baseball up behind him like he's Jesus on the cross. I don't know what you call that pose.
The Jesus Christ pose.
Jesus pose.
It's behind his neck, and he's draped his wrists over the front. So that tells you we were even in Club Bo.
Right.
Oh,
which was
God.
Like in Cheerios or something you could send away and get like a bright bright pink sticker.
That's so
neon
great.
Pink with like neon blue on top that says like Club Bo, and that was pretty much all it took to be in the club.
Yeah. Right. Buying Cheerios and eating them.
And displaying a sticker somewhere.
Right.
So tell me more about this game. Tell me more about...
Well, Bo Jackson Baseball was basically your average Nintendo baseball game in a lot of ways.
Okay.
In that it was very hard to control.
Shitty.
Hard as shit.
It made no sense. Whenever you started to win, the computer's AI would become really smart and really good at doing everything.
Yeah, you could never beat the computer, ever.
Right.
Jesus.
Like back
it would just cheat.
Those Nintendo games either had very smart AIs that would cheat eventually, or there was really dumb, like with Tecmo Bowl, like a football game.
Yeah.
All you had to do was start at the right side of the field and keep going left.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer didn't know, you can go to the left, too. So you could win by like 83 points.
Well, I think in like the baseball game, they probably only made two opposing teams.
Right.
So you could never win the World Series because they were like, we don't have enough fucking space to program.
Now, because these games are so hard, did you ever get kind of down on yourself?
Oh, well, okay. But here's the other thing.
Throw the controller at the TV screen.
I wasn't a controller thrower, but here's the thing why it's so important that these games were old and limited.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to the game place, Blockbuster, let's say.
Right.
Okay. Even just renting a game.
Okay.
So this is your Friday night. You go, you're looking at the games, and you know from past experience, you're like, I need to pick carefully because this is what I'm stuck with all weekend.
Right.
So I want to be able to play this game for like 20 hours.
Jesus.
And not get tired of it.
Okay.
So you're looking, but all you could go on was what the front cover looked like and what the back of the game looked like. But usually at Blockbuster, the back of the game part wasn't there either.
Oh, God.
Right.
So you had one
picture on the front.
Yeah. And if you look at the covers of some of these games, like Mega Man,
yeah.
It's like just a man in different colors than the game is in. And he has a regular man's face, and he's holding a pistol.
Well, and if the back cover wasn't there, I mean, you knew nothing about the
game. You know, you don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah, you knew nothing. Jesus.
You just kind of have to extrapolate. Like, at least those early Nintendo games had horrible sort of pixelated blocky things that were shots from the game.
How much did they cost, the games?
I have no idea.
They were
pretty
expensive.
I don't think I had a concept of money.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. So you would get, eventually you would buy some games,
mm-hmm.
and everyone had a game that they fucking hated.
Right.
Like Fester's Quest or something. I had a friend who had Fester's Quest, which seemed really fun to me until you played it for 10 minutes and you're like, this is bullshit. I'm wasting my life. From the Addams Family?
Yeah, the bald guy.
Yeah, the baldy.
Yeah.
You just walk around shooting things like out of a trumpet
or
something. It was insane.
It makes no sense.
So you would get these hard as shit games, but because you had four games, eventually you'd end up playing a fucking shit game quite a bit just because you needed the variety.
Right.
You can only play Mario so many times. You can only play Mario 2 so many times. You can only play Mario 3.
Okay.
And so on.
And eventually you get to the point where, like, you go through your rotation. And your rotation, again, like Peter said, is usually pretty short because you might only have, like, three games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so eventually Bo Jackson Baseball came up in my rotation.
And it was two players at the same time. So one could pitch and field while the other hits.
Okay.
So we could both play.
Okay.
Sort of.
So who usually did what?
Well, you would switch off.
It's like baseball.
Right.
I don't know if you know this, but in baseball, one person pitches.
This game,
and then
the way you're describing it, God knows if it's like today, okay?
No, it's that I would be one team and Peter would be a different team.
Right, and then you
and
get
three
outs.
And I would be on defense. Yeah,
you know what it was like?
Pitching.
It was like baseball, guys.
Right. Thanks.
The rotation worked much in the way of baseball. Outs, strikes, etc.
So basically, when I would play defense in this game, when I was pitching,
sure, defense. Okay.
Right. I was that's what defense is in baseball.
You can tell we're a real sports crowd. Sports chat coming right up, guys. We're going to talk about March Madness and
April
insanity.
Now, I do have my bracket, but we'll not talk about that. But
please don't.
Anyway, what I'd found in pitching, I'd found this pitch that if I hit the controller in a particular way, it was a pitch that was impossible to hit.
Okay.
Completely impossible.
Well, so for me,
you probably use that all the time.
Right. Like, it was impossible.
One after another.
Yes.
And it made the sound like, shoom, boom. And then it hits the catcher's glove. And it would just, every time, if you didn't swing, it was a ball. If you swung, you couldn't hit it. It was fucking impossible to hit.
Because of the graphics, like the graphics on the Bo Jackson Baseball, like if you looked at the back of the box, look great.
Mm-hmm.
But in motion, it made no sense.
Yeah, it didn't look right. The ball looked very two-dimensional.
Right.
It looked like a baseball sticker getting slightly larger on your screen.
Like it was sort of if you took the several baseball stickers of gradually increasing sizes and tried to put them on very quickly.
Yeah, like some fucking kid had a whole set of baseball stickers and wanted to ruin your TV.
But this pitch was magical because not only would it be a strike no matter if you swung at it, it would go through the bat.
Wow.
As far as we could tell.
As far as you could tell graphically, it would, like other pitches, it would look like a hit. But this would go through the bat.
So I got to picture this. So Ian's like, I'm going to throw the magic pitch. And then Peter's like, oh, I'm going to hit it.
I was like, no.
I immediately
gave up on trying to hit it and was like,
right,
quit fucking doing that. You know what I did? The thing that
like
little
five.
Kids do? Come on, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap.
And then you would think that you'd hit it.
And of
but
course,
it would go right through
this
the bat.
Motherfucker never told me how to do it, nor would he stop? I don't know where.
He was relentless.
And I don't know where the fun was in annihilating me over and over with a pitch that I couldn't hit, but it was there.
It was the thrill of victory, but
very thrilling. Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, that would be like me beating the shit out of a 4-year-old and being like, the taste of victory.
But there was a sense in which, like, I do remember when you got upset about this pitch and you decided to register your complaint. What you would do is there was a way that if you threw the pitch, like, to the first baseman, like, if you the pitcher threw the ball, like, to catch someone, you know, throw someone out, you could throw it back and forth between the first and second baseman forever.
And so here's what would happen. Let me explain.
So wait, you could steal a base.
You could steal bases, right? So if you thought someone was about to steal a base, you as the pitcher would throw it to either the first or second baseman.
Okay, I know baseball.
Okay, I'm explaining the game. This game is still fucking ruining my life. I want to point that out right now. Explaining this piece of shit game. Whoever that fucking Japanese fuck is, I hope he got killed in that tsunami earthquake. I hope he's living in the nuclear reactor. Oh, that's where God. He deserves to be, that fuck.
We're definitely buying you Bo Jackson baseball for WiiWare now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you throw it to try and get the person out. Well, you could also throw it to someone, one of your basemen, regardless of whether or not there was anyone on base.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen? You'd throw it to your first baseman, and then if everyone just stayed still, it would cut back to the batting pitching screen.
Okay.
But if you kept throwing it, it would stay, as long as you kept throwing it, it would stay on this screen where you're just throwing it between your baseman and the person who's batting can't do shit.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. So I could then wrest control of the game and be like, oh, you think it's fun to throw a pitch?
So your anger boils because he throws this pitch, and then you're like, oh, motherfucker, so I turn
Bo Jackson baseball into Bo Jackson catch.
Okay.
Right.
Where I'm playing alone.
Got it. A little rivalry there. Oh, jeez.
And Ian knew the controls for stealing a base.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did not. Nor would he ever fucking tell me. And you couldn't Google it. We didn't have the instruction booklet.
Do you know to this day?
Why would I? Why would I haunt myself?
You know, I still remember the controls for that magic pitch, so...
You bastard.
Yeah.
Will you ever tell him?
You know,
it won't matter.
Yeah.
I'm never going to play again, ever.
I doubt it will work, even if it is imported to the Wii. I don't think it will be the same, so...
Yeah.
No, I don't think it... I would hope they would do a little troubleshooting on the game and be like, oh, we're going to try and make this into a sane, rational game that humans would like to play in their living room.
Right.
Not the most frustrating fucking 20 minutes of your entire life.
You let me play that Mega Man game for like 10 minutes that one day a while back, and it was impossible.
Now, let's...
Jesus.
That, I would say, is a good game. For Nintendo, that's a great game.
It is. Like, it's hard. It's a difficult game, but it's not really cheap. Like, it's not as we would say when we were kids, in the sense of, like, you had enough ability to get through it. Like, you were armed with the right things. You just had to be good at the game.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a magical pitch that you can't hit, or, like, the enemies all of a sudden become smarter when you start to win.
Right.
It's the same every time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get better at it.
I just don't think I'm good at video games, so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
So you might have heard us jingling around some jelly beans.
Oh, yes.
It's about Easter time here, so we're enjoying some Starburst jelly beans. Don't eat the green ones. They're apple. Heads up.
I know. I have like a whole starting little stack of green jelly beans
here. You need to throw those in the trash. Don't put them back in the thing because I'm not eating them.
Can I just leave them here?
No.
In a stack?
Nope.
Let the mice take them away?
The answer to all of those is no.
Oh.
So because it's, you know, Easter, it's kind of party season.
Mm.
Heather, you're having a party soon, a costume party.
I am.
Do you care to tell us any details? Do you want to invite everyone?
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be over by the time they hear this.
Everyone's welcome to come. A costume is mandatory. You are not allowed in the door without a costume.
So for my costume, I don't know if I want to give it away. Well, I guess I'll have to. Well, I needed to get a suit.
I feel like everyone will know once you start explaining it.
Right. I'll give you guys a hint.
So what, you're going to be Krusty the Clown?
Yeah.
Like horrible Krusty the Clown?
I'm working on it. Okay,
wait, can you do that again?
Yeah, let me try again. I can't do it now.
You couldn't do it the first time.
I had it going today. I was practicing it in the car.
Oh, were you?
Which,
Jesus,
yeah, was humiliating.
That's depressing.
Well, that's where the depression begins. So I had to buy a suit. Now, have either of you ever shopped for a regular suit?
Like a actual suit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got one.
And how was your experience? Where'd you go?
Actually, I went to Express for men.
That good choice.
Yeah, like, but it's to buy an actual suit, not like a costume suit.
And tell us, how was the experience? Good? Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, probably a little expensive, but overall good.
Well, it's one of those things that it is expensive, but like if you get a nice suit, it'll last you a long time. Yeah. So it's worth it in the long run.
Well,
but totally.
I'm impressed.
I bought my first suit at the Men's Warehouse, which I do not recommend.
Oh, yeah. I bought a suit there once, too.
I buy a women's pantsuit all the time.
At Men's Warehouse?
Oh, sure.
It's probably why you look like a linebacker all the time. You got shoulder pads and shit.
Right.
A well-dressed linebacker.
Yeah.
You look like you're going, and you...
I look
She's
great.
She's always wearing a suit jacket and then a brand new hat with the tag still on it. It looks like she's going to a draft
And I wear
meeting.
Jeans and tennis shoes.
Yeah. She looks good and black.
Like Seinfeld.
Mm. So, Men's Warehouse, you go in, and the first thing you'll probably notice is that it's staffed by the same guys who work at the fucking cell phone stores.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're like these sort of gangsters who are holding it together for long enough to work at the Men's Warehouse.
Okay.
I kind of expect either super well-dressed guys or guys who look like they would work in a warehouse. You know,
they're
like,
not super well dressed. They're right. medium dressed.
Is this where you got your costume or this is where you got your first suit?
This is just suit shopping in
just
general.
Suit. Okay.
Yeah. So I recommend going to an Express for Men.
Okay.
If you're not sure, just get the next smaller one.
Right.
Because nothing worse than too big. Too small, you can get away with. Too big.
Right.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, you go in and it's these fucking cell phone guys. So they're always trying to push a suit on you that you're like, I think I've ever seen someone wear this style of suit ever.
Purple with like silver
stripes. Yeah, it looks insane.
You've got a crazy purple hat with a giant yellow feather coming out
of
it.
Yeah, like where a pimp would be like, I don't think so.
This seems a little garish, sir.
Yeah. I'm a pimp, okay? Not a fucking Cirque du Soleil guy.
Yeah.
Right.
So they go in and then they pick out a suit and then they, I don't know if they actually tailor it or they just keep it for another day and tell you.
Uh-huh.
So they come and they have a, you know, the one non-gangster person is the little Asian lady who works in the back.
Right.
And she comes out and then basically has sex with you with her hands.
Okay.
She's pulling it tight and she's like, she was saying all this stuff about my ass, about, you know, how they were going to lift.
How old were you?
This was a couple years ago.
Oh.
I was like 24
recently.
Or something, 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, not a little boy, thank God.
Did you get her phone number?
No.
Oh.
She's Asian. She doesn't have a phone.
Oh.
Actually, she probably has a very advanced phone.
She probably has
phone,
a great phone, if we're going to stereotype.
Probably an amazing futuristic phone with a crappy 50-cent Hello Kitty hanging off it.
Right.
Amen.
Okay. So this was a little different, because I didn't need a nice suit. And in fact, I was thinking, well, I'll get a shit suit, because I'm wearing it to a party. So I don't want to, like, get some awesome suit and then fuck it up.
Right.
Okay, so I start with the Ark.
Okay.
Have you guys been to the Ark?
I have been to the Ark. I was there today.
How was your experience there?
Well, it's fine there.
Compared to Express for Men.
Oh, geez. well, the thing is, Express for Men has great clothes, but no old vinyl. So
right.
But yeah, if you go looking for clothes at the Ark, you're kind of, it's
well,
not going to happen.
It is trouble.
I used to shop at Ark a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every weekend.
When you were a little kid?
Yeah. Well, not even that little, like teenager.
Okay.
I didn't go willingly, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was there.
Poor.
Yeah.
You were a poor.
I was a poor.
Hmm.
Yeah. I would just go sit on the couch and just wait.
On some shitty couch?
Yeah, I probably got
it.
Disease on me, yeah.
Right. Every couch that every frat house goes, man, this is way too trashed for us to keep, so let's drop
let's
it
off. Let's
give
it to Ark!
Well, they puke on the cushions and then flip them over.
Yeah.
And once they've puked on the both sides...
This is probably my best piece of advice after working at Cerebral Palsy, which was the same thing as the Ark. Flip over those fucking cushions before you buy shit.
Right.
If, God forbid, you're buying a couch at the Ark, flip over those goddamn cushions because they're unholy sights. So I went to the Ark. Now, have you noticed that, so the Ark has these big vans that go around and pick up people's garbage.
With the pictures on the sides.
Why don't you describe to us what the pictures are? I'll do it. Garish, gigantic portraits of retarded faces.
Right. And it's not even like mildly.
Enormous. It's super retarded.
Yeah.
But I remember there is one where there's like this woman with Down, like clearly has Down syndrome.
Is she the one with the bird-like face? The frightening demonic. And she's lit from below.
Right.
So she has dark creases. It looks like the cover of a Friday the 13th or something.
It's funny because I think I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, you expect the van to say not the Ark, but something like the Omen or Reckoning.
The Undead Attack.
Yeah. I'm not saying, well, the other thing that I think is weird about it, like you see a fucking food truck. What's on the side of it?
Food.
If there's a picture.
Like a cartoon picture of food.
Yeah, food. What right. they sell. They don't sell you a retarded person yeah. at the Ark. They sell you crap.
The picture,
because if they did, I would go to the Ark all the time.
Yeah.
The picture I remember is like this girl, and she has curly hair, and her mouth is kind
of
like...
Oh, the black girl?
No, she's not black.
She's black.
No, she's not black.
I know, and she's like this.
Could
you describe her face? Where his mouth was sort of hanging open.
Yeah, I was going to say her jaw seems like slack, like it was broken.
It looked like they said smile, and then she died one moment before the camera shutter was clicked, and she's slowly falling out of the frame, dead.
You're seeing
her
death
eyes
rattle.
Are vacant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, we know the van.
So,
to which
yeah,
you're
I would
referring.
Like to encourage them. Okay. This isn't about hating retarded people, mm. but seeing a gigantic retarded face is not comforting.
Right.
No.
I mean, why not just have somebody with, like, fucking.
A furniture.
Sawed
like
off
couch.
Fingers just in their hand, gigantic on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or someone who got shot to show the wound up close, humongous.
Ew.
It's not what it's supposed to be normally, so it's a little bit off-putting.
Well, yeah, and I feel like they really took those people's pictures in the least flattering way that they could have.
What do you think those people think when they see those vans? Do they think they even, oh my God, that's a giant mirror.
Yeah.
It's me, hooray!
See, I was resisting doing
I
the
was
voice.
Too. I was trying real hard not to do it.
That's right. I went there.
Ian is the ballsy one.
So I get to the Ark, and I'm looking around. I don't really see what I need. I need a gray suit, maybe even a little small for me.
Okay, this isn't the present day, right?
No, this is for, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're back to that. So I'm looking around, don't see what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
Then I come around the end cap, and I see there's a children's area, and I'm thinking, all right. Maybe if there was some, you know, dumb huge kid,
yeah,
I could wear a suit.
I'm petite enough.
So I find, yeah, I'm petite, I think.
Definitely.
Slender. So I find a, what do you know, gray suit hanging on the rack. And I think
bingo.
This is fucking perfect. So I pick it up and I'm thinking, oh, it's a little small.
Right.
This is going to be tight.
Right.
So instead of, and then I'm like, maybe I should try it on. But it was $9, $8.99.
Okay.
And I think, you know what? $8.99, I'd rather pay $8.99 and throw this immediately in the trash than try on a child's suit in the dressing room at the Ark.
Now, maybe you're getting here, but when you were checking out,
yeah,
did they in any way look at you like, why is he buying
no, but
a
the checker was so
suit.
Fucking out of it.
Okay.
I was also buying a pair of golf shoes to go with it, so and a plain white shirt.
Yeah.
So I think he just didn't even know what was going on. I think it looked the same as just a random assortment. Like, I went in there and I said, you know what? I saw your big retarded person on the van. I want to help. I'll just pick out 5 items.
Right.
So, you're just going through the aisles think, I will take this and this yeah. and this.
Anything to
help.
Help
me, shopkeep.
No, not in a demanding way. Oh. More in the way of...
You'll call your butler.
Anything to demand or anything to help these... super unfortunate who are so desperate they're putting their picture on the side.
You look like you're holding back a layoff.
He's really trying to say to help these retards. That's what
just
he wanted
thinking,
to say.
Just thinking about that van, it's such an odd choice.
Right. Yeah.
I know what they're saying, but I disagree with them.
I feel like that wasn't the best way to relay that message. Anyway,
okay, so I buy the suit.
Mm-hmm. You get home.
I bring it home in my excitement.
Mm.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to try it on. So I put the jacket on first.
Okay.
I can't even put my arms down. They're out to both sides. And I can't bring them together at all.
Oh,
so
okay.
I sort of force my arms through. And I had to take off. I had a shirt on, so I took it off, too.
So now your shirt, like your bare chest.
I'm naked.
Into this
children's
suit. I was
completely
suit.
Naked because I was planning on putting on the pants. Well, let's not get to that yet because I feel worse. So I get my arms in. So my hands are sticking out, but I can't move.
Uh-huh.
And when I start moving my arms, you just hear 100 different rips, but it's not clear where they're coming from. Which at first I was like, fuck. But then I thought, well, screw it. I'll just rip the shit out of it, and wherever the rips happen, then I'll be more comfortable.
You're just going to kind of Hulk out in this costume.
I did. I did, like, the three muscle poses I've seen on TV. Right. I was like, ooh! All the ones the Macho Man did, I did.
Oh, God.
And you became, like, Hulkamania all of a sudden.
I did. I was briefly, because one of my dreams is to one day, with muscles, rip out of a shirt right. on accident.
Right.
I almost achieved that dream, except it wasn't an accident, and it was a little boy's suit. So then I sort of get the jacket on, and then I'm like, all right, let's button the button. You know, a suit has a button. Now, this is not tight at all. So I button the button, and I'm in the bathroom, and I kind of button it, and I'm like, oh, man. And the top of it is not only open, but it's actively pulling apart.
So you couldn't breathe.
You could have seen... It was such a diamond shape because it was pulling apart so hard. Uh-huh. You could see my nipples.
Okay.
So that's how far apart the things
boy.
Were.
It was Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Hot. Continue.
You know what it was like? You know when Superman, when he's Clark Kent and he rips open his shirt
yeah.
and he's like pulling it apart? It looked like an invisible man was pulling it apart.
Well, your nipples were probably hard just because the suit was so tight it was rubbing against them.
I have such small nipples I never notice when they're hard.
Hot.
So then I finally get the button buttoned. Uh-huh. I kind of lean back, you know. It goes shooting off, and it literally hits the bathtub and goes like ding off the thing. I mean, the only thing that made it not a cartoon was it didn't go like crow as it went shooting across the room. Yeah. So I've ruined the jacket.
Okay. So the jacket's out.
But I was like, you know what? I can do some alterations, which were I cut out the lining.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'll take out these shoulder pads, which turned out to be
so your Intermint's warehouse Asian lady came out at this moment.
Right. This is yeah. I saw what she did. I marked my crotch with chalk and then started making adjustments. So
now wait, the adjustments that you're making, yeah. I can only assume that you were just chopping these things out with scissors.
Oh, I cut the shit out. Yeah.
With scissors.
Regular scissors.
Now with a seam ripper.
I don't even know what that
is.
Okay,
I'm just making sure.
Scissors rip seams. There you go. Done.
I cut the liner out, but you know, I left it partially along the edge. I didn't get too close to the edge. So it's like a caveman.
Okay.
And
all ragged.
I took out the shoulder pads, which turned out to just be pieces of foam wadded up in the shoulder.
Sounds about right for an arc.
Okay, so then I cut the armpits on the bottom side.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I thought that'd give me a little loosening, but you wouldn't notice.
Okay.
Okay, so then the pants.
The pants. Tell us.
These
tell
pants,
us about the pants
were so fucking tight.
All right. Like,
and I'm a fairly slender guy, so I don't have a lot of experience with tight pants.
We work out, you run.
Well, and I don't ever have cause to squeeze into tight pants.
Okay.
So I put on
which
these
is
pants,
too bad.
And I kind of, get them on, okay. And then I start trying to close them.
Right.
Zipper, I can't get one tooth through the zipper. And it is like... pulling apart. It's closer to ripping down the crotch
so
than
getting
together.
Do you even have
together.
The pants over your ass?
I have the pants over, and let me tell you something. My ass looked amazing. Okay. Perfect bubble. It
oh,
looked
wow.
so good. It turns out, little boy's suit. Now, the rest of me was a disaster.
Okay,
but this
ass.
One part somehow.
Yeah. Stomach spilling over the front. I have, and it's so short, my calves are exposed.
Oh, my God.
But because it's a little boy's suit, the legs are tight on my calves.
So they're like skinny jeans.
They're like skinny jeans, except they're suit material.
Okay.
And they have a suit pattern on
skinny
them.
Skinny suit pants.
Yeah. those fuckers were painted on, man.
Okay.
And they had not enough brush, because I couldn't close them at all.
Tell me...
So you couldn't close it at all. So you're trying to zip up these pants, right?
Uh-huh.
The eye of the tiger is playing in your head right now, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to defeat these pants.
Well, I want to go to this fucking costume party and look good.
And you don't want to buy other pairs of pants.
No. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm like, I spent the $9.
Tell
and
me-
all the seaming, like the sewing, seaming, seamstress time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your penis in these pants.
Okay. So then.
Hot.
Well, so I get them on and I decide, here's what I decided. If I can pull them up high enough, I can wear them, and then if I'm wearing the jacket, you won't be able to tell that they aren't closed. And I had a friend years ago at work who was pregnant and showed me this trick where you can take an elastic hair tie.
Yep.
You put it around the button on the jeans and through the little hole for the button, and it holds your pants together. Now, I was thinking I'd use a zip tie because an elastic band wasn't long enough. There was a good 6 inches between the button and the hole.
Okay. God, this is just screaming skid life.
I could do this. So then I look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
You can see my entire dick. And I mean, you can see the ridge of the head. You can see each individual ball.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like you could see your dick better through these pants than you could if you were naked.
Oh, yeah. And I had boxer shorts on. You could see the wrinkles in the shorts. Ooh. These were fucking tight, man.
God.
And, I turn around, look at my butt for
still,
a while more.
Still hottie-ing?
Yes.
So then I wake up that, or I get rid of that. I'm thinking, I'm like, well, maybe I'll go look at some other stores this weekend, which is what I did today, but I'll have this as a backup. So then I was still thinking I'd use it as a backup until that night, because I woke up probably at about 2 a.m. and my balls hurt fucking bad.
Little
because
sore.
They were so constricted.
Ooh,
in there.
God.
It was so tight that it had crushed my balls. Like,
was it like one ball on each side?
It became one ball. They fused together.
They were together, but then the fabric was so tight it like split in between.
Ew,
and it
God.
Was like someone who it's like someone used both hands to grab one hand on each ball, squeeze it a little bit.
Your
for like
face
10
is
minutes
just full of pain.
It was horrible. I mean, I woke up nauseous and
oh my God
feeling terrible.
Right.
So I decided that suit probably wasn't going to work.
Okay. Better venture out again.
So then I went to the Goodwill today.
Okay.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And found a sort of
okay one.
You're talking
about downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Found an okay one, but decided to... So I got it, because it was, I think, $4.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I can wear this. This is physically possible for me. It's not going to destroy my testicles.
Okay.
To wear this for a night. And I can move my arms in all the directions that those go.
You had full range of motion and your balls won't die.
Yeah, so okay, that's okay. A preference.
Great.
So I go to the checkout, and this is like $4.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay with a card. And the lady makes me show her my ID.
Okay.
So later I go to the Salvation Army, find the perfect suit.
Okay.
Same thing. She makes me show my fucking ID, and this is probably $8.
Right.
Now, even later in the day, I go to Old Navy.
Oh.
I had to buy new pants because I washed a pen with all my clothes like
always.
I like to do every couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did the same thing recently.
Yeah, and it just puts nice little ink dots all over everything that don't come out ever.
Right.
So I go
up. I'm staring
up
at an ink dot right now, by
yeah,
the
I
way.
See one on your shirt.
Yeah, this has an ink dot and some kind
oh,
of
bleach.
A stain on the yeah bleach,
bleach
maybe.
Yeah.
So I go to the checkout at Old Navy, and I bought a few pairs of pants, so it ended up being like $100.
Okay.
Do you think they asked me for my ID?
Nope.
Nope.
Why the fuck are Salvation Army and Goodwill asking for my ID for $4?
Maybe they know that they're just horrible, shitty places, so they feel more important if they ask you for your ID.
Maybe, and they looked, man. They compared the names, looked at my face.
Well, I bet there's like a lot of theft and stuff, and if someone stole a card, why wouldn't you go there?
My guess is Salvation Army has a whole run of hobos.
Put
their bindles in the corner,
their
little bindles with their sticks.
Yep.
They come up with a credit card.
Yeah.
Because, hobos get credit cards all the time.
Yeah, I think what's going on, personally, is that... So the ladies at both of these places were kind of those grizzled older ladies.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Who you're like, good God.
Yeah.
And,
little withered.
Yeah. Well, one was withered and nice, and the other one was not
grotesque,
withered and mean as fuck.
Burly.
Didn't say hi. Didn't say how you doing. She was just like,
"Give me your
completely silent, putting ringing my stuff up."
Yeah.
I think these are the kind of ladies who work in places that sell cigarettes.
Mm.
So they're used to checking IDs, and they can't. They're just used to doing it that way.
It's just like an instinctive thing.
Yeah. So
because hobos do buy cigarettes with their stolen credit cards.
So I did eventually find a suit.
Great. And it fits?
Yes.
Awesome.
So I can...
Yeah.
Yay.
After destroying my testicles, that's all it took.
Now, do you want to reveal?
No. I do have, though, actually another costume story, although I thought maybe we could present this in a new way.
Okay.
I wanted to present this in the form of a game called Is It Racist?
Ooh.
What do you guys think?
I think so. Do we have any theme music for this game or not?
Yeah, give me a second. Can you guys talk about something?
Sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, Theme music's really important for games, right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, you got to have some kind of theme music to get people psyched up.
Yeah, I mean, like, every good game show has.
Now, whatever we pick, remember, you have to review it.
Right.
Right.
My great music reviews.
So we have to come up with and I think we can maybe do a preview review.
Mm.
A preview of the review.
Okay.
And say, like, this is going to be a good song for a competition. Don't you think?
I do.
Whatever it is, it'll be good.
Yeah, I do. I do think it will be good.
So you're already done reviewing it then?
Yep. Well, we had a preview of the review.
Yeah. Preview.
Okay,
review.
Here we go.
All right. So we've got our theme music.
Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be. I don't know where it is.
Okay. So we don't have our theme music quite yet.
Oh, there we go.
We are the ones.
This is pretty
applicable.
What do you guys think?
I could dig it.
Is it getting you in the mood for it? Now, I'm gonna give you guys ballots for this game.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you each need a ballot.
All right.
Here's yours. Right. Actually, I need that back. I didn't fill it. I didn't create the ballot part yet.
Yeah, basically, you just handed me a blank post-it note, which is not much of a ballot.
So this is going to have a box that says yes, a box that says no.
Very legit. Right.
So then you check which one you think. Yes, is it racist? No, it's not racist.
Okay.
Heather, I'm going to give you the same thing.
Alrighty.
I can't remember if I put yes or no on the top. Okay. Here's yours.
Thank you.
And you guys have pens.
Yep, just got them.
No need to uncap those yet because it's going to take a minute to tell this story.
All right.
So that song.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous.
That was the coup.
Fabulous and upbeat.
Wonderful band.
Mm.
Someday we will have to do other music by the coup, but sure.
Good song. Okay, move
on.
So,
is it racist? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Wait. You ready, Ian?
Rock and roll. All
right.
Hang on. Let me try that again. Are you ready to play? Is it racist?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, here's how the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you guys remember a little movie called Cool Runnings?
Oh, yes.
I do.
Tell me what you remember about it.
I remember that movie so well because my dad used to make me watch it all the time.
Well, he had good taste.
He did. I remember it starts and they're like in Africa or
Jamaica.
I don't know. Okay.
It's racist.
Wow. Good start.
I just remember it's hot.
You can check yes in your
it's
thing
hot,
already.
It's hot. And the guy, like, yeah. He's in some running contest and everyone's there. And then I remember that's how it starts.
Well, okay. He was in, I can help fill in some of these details.
Yeah.
It's in Jamaica.
Okay, sorry.
Which is not in Africa.
Jesus.
You don't remember the song? We the Jamaican bobsled team. We
came
to America.
Yeah.
I forgot the song.
That the main character is in the Olympic tryouts.
Do you guys want to just fill out your ballots already?
Right.
This is already going terribly.
I'll give the brief synopsis.
Okay, make it brief.
Okay, so the main character in the movie is part of the Olympic tryouts.
Right.
To, join the Olympic team for some kind of running race.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't make the tryouts, and neither do two other people because one guy trips and sort of prevents everyone else.
Okay, this is not brief enough because this is 2 minutes of the movie.
Wait. Here's the thing. And then they figure out that they don't want to go to, they can't go to the Summer Olympics, but if they get four guys, they can go to the Winter Olympics as a bobsled team.
Bobsled.
Okay, let me finish. I need you guys to summarize the end for me. So they train with John Candy. They become, they're the laughing stock, you know.
Yep.
But then they actually become a pretty decent bobsled team.
They kick ass.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, really find each other and start to like each other and find out that their differences are what make them cool.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So then they get to the final competition.
Spoiler alert.
Fuck that. Okay, so so they get in the bobsled to do their big run.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is when it counts. What happens?
They crash.
And then what happens?
They pick up the sled and they carry it to the finish line.
So they cross the finish.
Right.
Right.
So this is the part where everyone's cheering. I think maybe there was some like asshole Norwegian team or something.
The Swiss.
Yeah.
The Swiss.
Right.
And then they kind of say like, all right, these guys are legit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a story of triumph.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing this movie as a young man.
Right.
I thought, this is amazing. And Halloween's coming up.
Oh.
At a Halloween store not too far from us, they sold these sort of Jamaican-style hats.
How
that
old
had,
were you?
Whenever this movie came out.
Okay.
Probably like 8 to 10.
Oh, okay.
So, and it should also be noted I grew up in an area where no black people lived.
Okay.
Like a state. I mean, there was every time in school there'd be one black kid in the school.
Right.
So I'm not real experienced with these
things. Well, and even then when you saw them in the hall, you were like, oh.
I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
It's like there's one. If there were, you know, like four or five, it would seem weird. But when there's one, you're like, oh, that's the one.
I assume they were all Jamaican bobsled team.
Right.
So they had these hats, and built into the hats were dreadlocks.
Okay.
And the hats were the colors of, you know, the Jamaican flag or the African flag.
At the costume store.
They're clearly black people dreadlocks. You know, you see blonde dreadlocks sometimes.
Are you talking about the costume store?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I say to myself and two of my friends, we should be the Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh.
So we buy these hats.
Best idea ever.
Now, this is where my story and my mom's diverge. Because you might be saying, why would your mom let you do this? Because we bought these hats and then put on brown makeup all over our faces, which is sometimes known as blackface.
Right.
Okay. Why would my mom let me do this? Well, her claim is that she didn't know we were going to go the blackface. She thought we were just going to put on the hats, which I think is idiotic. And also, we'll get into this in a minute. What the fuck's the difference? If I went as a Chinese guy and I just did my eyes but nothing else, is that okay?
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Are we voting on this or are we voting on
that? No,
the,
okay. That's racist.
No question.
Okay. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
So I was dressed as a Jamaican man with dreadlocks, with a, I think I had like a shirt that I made myself with the Jamaican flag on it or some similar apparel.
Uh-huh. Bet it looked like shit.
It probably looked horrible, but I was a little kid.
Yeah, to
and
be
then
fair.
I was wearing sunglasses. So I was being the Jamaican bobsled team who I thought were cool and heroic and that kind of thing.
Dougie Fresh in particular.
Much Dougie Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Much the way I felt like the Ninja Turtles. When I dressed as a Ninja Turtle, I wore green makeup all over.
Right.
That's okay. But when I was being the Jamaican bobsled team, wearing black, brown makeup, that's what your question is today. So, if I'm honoring these people, is it racist? Now, let me also say this much. Because you're making a decision for more than just me.
Uh-huh.
Little boy, 5 years old, wants to be Barack Obama for Halloween.
Okay.
First black president.
Can we consider, like, the time periods, though? Because...
Well, it would have been racist then and not now?
No.
Yeah, okay. This wasn't that long ago.
It would have been quite prescient if some five-year-old back then is like, I'm going to be the first black president.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I was young and still living in this environment. A little boy in this environment, and he wants to be Barack Obama for Halloween. So he paints his face black. Is that racist? Because it's the same question. Because he wants to honor someone he respects. And if it's racist, how do you explain to a kid that that's racist? Don't answer that.
Okay.
We'll answer with your ballots.
Okay.
Okay? So hang on. So now what I'm going to have you guys do, I'm going to look away while you fill out your ballots. Is it racist to dress in... Oh, the other thing I wanted to say. I looked up the definition of blackface, but I didn't print it out because I was scared to print it out at work. Okay. Because the first was someone, a white person who dresses and wears black makeup, usually burnt cork, to do an impersonation of a black person, usually in some kind of a minstrel show, which is a mocking situation. The other definition had something to do with shitting in your hand and putting it on someone's face,
Jesus.
Which was news to me.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those things that's made up.
Well, yeah. It was UrbanDictionary.com, but that was the second most popular. Yeah. So I wanted to read that much to everyone's delight, but I was afraid to print it off and then forget I printed it and just leave it in the printer. And then someone sees this thing and it says, putting shit all over someone's face. Okay. So I'm going to start the music. I'm going to look away. So you guys have your secret ballots.
Secret from each other or just from you?
Just from me. Okay. It doesn't matter. But don't confer.
All right.
Okay.
Be brave, goddammit. Is it racist? I guess you'll have to signal me in some way when you're done.
Done!
Done!
Okay, I'm going to tabulate the ballots. Well, you can't hand your ballots both to me.
Hand them.
Yeah. If you hand them to me, then I'll know whose was whose.
I'm trying to mix them up.
That's okay. I don't know now. Okay.
Okay.
So I've got the two ballots. I've only got
one. Oh, that's
one.
Here's the other one.
I've got the two ballots.
Okay.
One, no. One, no vote. One, no vote. Congratulations. You guys both just won Is It Racist?
Yay!
Hooray! You guys are good at this game.
Yeah, we're winning a game about race with three white people playing.
Ian, you want a high five?
Yeah, we should. High five.
Well, I didn't want to bring in a black person just to do that.
You could have had your own Ask a Black Dude. You need your own Paul Mooney.
I don't think he would enjoy this.
Oh.
I don't think he cares for Starburst jelly beans and Bud Light tall boys.
Well, who says he doesn't? We're all the same on the inside.
Yeah.
Is that racist? Should we do another vote? I have a couple other things.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, I have a couple. We could play another game. This would be a game where you guys play for the listeners at home who could potentially win a prize.
Now, these are just our domestic listeners, not our international listeners, right?
I assume so.
Because okay. You don't want to pay shipping costs.
I don't
prizes.
Think we have. Well, there are no international names in the bag.
Oh, so no.
So no, yeah.
Domestic listeners only. Sorry, all our fans in England.
Is that our only option, the game?
No. We could talk about my dental adventure.
Oh, boy.
Game.
Okay. So here's the game. I don't have a catchy name, but maybe you guys can come up with one.
Okay.
All right. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to need you guys to both, not yet, but you're going to have to close your eyes and keep them closed.
Are you going to hit me?
Yes. And then the game will begin.
This is like every other night of my life.
Hot!
I'll only hit her with her eyes closed. Actually, I have hit her when she was asleep before.
That's true.
Yeah. Also
time,
hot.
You hit me, and then the other time you shook me.
Yeah, one time we were spooning. The very beginning-ish.
We just started dating.
We were spooning, and I just started shaking her. Like,
it was like
with both hands as hard as I could. Like, if you were
like
trying to...
It was like 3 in the morning. I mean, I woke up to being...
It'd be like if you were in the movie Signs and you saw that alien standing over and you're like, fuck, 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 fuck. And you're trying to wake up the other person.
And I woke up and I said, what are you doing?
And I was like, go back to sleep.
No, that's not what you said.
You were saying, baby, I'm giving you the earthquake machine.
Yeah. No, you looked at me and you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And you said you had a bad dream. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't even remember that part. There was another time, too, where it was pretty similar, except I punched her right in the face.
Yeah. I woke up because he punched me right in the jaw.
We were spooning, and it was a glancing off the side, and I woke up as my fist made contact, and she's just going, what the fuck? And it's pretty hard to explain why you punched someone in the face.
My jaw hurt the next day. It was sore.
Well, you know, that's why I'm like fucking Mike Tyson.
Okay.
So here's the game. You're going to have to close your eyes and keep them closed.
Okay.
You're going to hear a sound.
Right.
And you need to try and guess what the sound is. Whichever one of you gets it first or gets the closest when we decide
to
give up.
So this is like a race? Like we have to shout it?
It's not a race and you don't have to shout.
Well, you said who gets it first.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like, you're not going to know right away.
So is this going to be something crazy? Like
No. It's
my
not gonna
dick
be...
hitting the wall
no,
or something?
No.
Like...
It'll be a recognizable
That's in the championship
sound.
Round. All right.
Now, I do want to say this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to just kill this joke right before we even start.
Right.
It is not a vibrator.
Okay.
Any sort of vibrator.
Okay.
It is not. It's going to sound like it at first, but that's just the initial sound. You have to listen harder. Okay?
All right.
So don't even say it because it's not.
Okay.
So let's do this. I have these names on slips of paper inside of a... child Spider-Man mask.
Are these our listeners?
These are our listeners who have commented on the website.
Oh, okay.
So people who have commented on the website are automatically entered to win our fabulous contest.
If this game continues, it's encouragement.
Exactly.
I see.
As long as you comment on the blog.
You're exposing all my marketing.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't obvious.
Or on Facebook. Actually, I need to write another name.
Okay. So... if you comment on the blog or the Facebook, which you can find at helpfulsnowman.com or facebook.com/helpfulsnowman, correct?
Good job, Ian.
There's a Twitter, too, I bet.
Twitter.com/helpfulsnowman.
Right.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. But not WWW. I learned this. You don't have to put.
No, but you can.
WWW.
You don't use that WQ for much.
Right.
So you might as well. Okay, I'm going to mix these up.
Okay.
And then I want you each to
tell us at first what you're mixing them up in. I think people need to know.
A child Spider-Man mask.
Child Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, he already said that.
Oh, did he?
Which I can put on.
I don't listen.
It looks crazy.
That's because it takes you like 5 minutes to get it on.
Well, the
opening's
small.
Stretch it like
I have
crazy.
A big head and this has a small
you do have
opening.
A big head.
We may need another episode about why you have so much child's clothing.
No, you can just pick one out. Just don't look and just get one.
They're Post-its. They're stuck together.
I'm sorry, I left my drawing coupons in my other Spider-Man mask. Okay, fuck off. Okay, you have all of them.
I told you.
That's hard when they stick together.
This is a tough thing to do. I should have got
more
sure
music
didn't... for this game.
You should have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't have like your
Will
drawing
you hurry
cards?
The fuck up?
It's hard.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, what are your names?
I got Nika.
Nika Chu.
Nika Nor.
I have Corinne.
Corinne.
Okay.
Okay, so Heather's playing for Nika Nor.
Nika.
And Ian is playing for Corinne. And the winner right. will receive a fabulous prize. The
Nika.
Winning commenter.
I'm going to okay. try. I'm
okay,
try
so here we go.
So I have to close my eyes.
Close your eyes. Okay. And I'm going to get the device.
Okay.
Not
okay.
a vibrator.
Okay.
And keep your eyes closed.
All right.
All right, so we're waiting
okay.
for the device.
Now I'm uncapping it. I'm going to turn it on.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't figure it out. Okay. You guys hear that in your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
So that's the machine. Now I'm going to start using it. Okay?
Okay.
Electric toothbrush.
You're close.
Nose hair trimmer.
Correct.
God damn it.
Yo!
That is a nose hair trimmer. How did you know that so fast?
That was good.
I actually
Ian.
Have one of those too.
God
so.
Damn it.
Oh, so you must have a similar problem.
Yeah, we share genes, so that would make sense.
Why the fuck does that hair need to be longer than the opening of the nose?
Yeah, it's
that would
pretty...
just capture more. Do you want to try it?
Nika, no, I don't. Thank
Come
you.
On, don't be a wuss.
That's, I feel like it'll just pinch me.
It won't. I'll it's... turn it on. You just stick it okay. in and then run it around the rim inside. I can't believe people, if anyone's listening to this, you're fucking gross.
Right.
I don't want to do
just
it.
Just do it.
It's not that bad.
Oh, God.
Like, it's one of those desperate times for desperate measures.
You didn't
measures
even get any hairs.
I don't have nose hair.
Put it in.
I did put it in. I put it right in there, and it didn't feel good.
Whoa!
Okay.
Hot.
So, Corinne, you're going to get a special prize.
Nika,
as soon as
I'm
figure
so
out what
sorry.
It is.
I tried. I at least got a bathroom item, so.
That's true.
I tried.
You were close.
Yeah.
I even let her go first.
I didn't know you
that
would nail
very
that so
gentle,
fast.
Gentlemanly yeah. of you. Thank you, Ian.
You really got that right off from the...
It's yeah. not a vibrator.
The bat. Well, I knew is if I turned it on and
it
didn't
could
say
be a vibrator.
Be like, dildo, vibrator, vibrating cricket, cricket, pocket, rocket, cricket.
What the hell's a cricket?
A vibrator.
Why would it be called a cricket?
Because it's
well,
tiny.
Well, if you have to ask, you might not never know.
Mm.
Cricketvibrator.com. Okay.
They are our sponsors today.
Yeah. Yeah, today we're sponsored by who made this thing? Philips Norelco nose hair trimmer
/ vibrator.
Yeah, it seems like
you could I think you
could
well,
use that as vibrator.
Let me see.
I bet you could.
It's not very feel it. It's not very intense.
Oh yeah, it's not very strong.
Maybe if you were like a little kid just starting out with a vibrator. You know you have a training bra?
Yeah, like if you're 5 or 6, you know.
Yeah, and the tip is pretty small, so you could use this as like a little kid vibe.
I think that would cut you up.
No, with this, it's got like a little condom.
Oh.
A hard plastic condom.
Oh, okay.
What is the hard plastic condom for?
I think it's because that way you don't just have this open and someone going like, quit leaving your fucking nose hair trimmer out on the sink without the cover. I don't know.
So you're getting attacked by some sort of Monty Python character?
Well, I can
Roy, don't leave your nose hair trimmer on the sink! I don't like it when
okay,
you do that!
Okay, if you're going to do that, you need to back off your mic because it hurts my fucking ears.
Well, it should.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, we can talk about my gold tooth if you want.
Pimp in.
Spoiled the story. Or we could play another game. This is one that Ian and I would tell two versions of the same story.
Oh, yeah.
And Heather would decide which
one
is more
true. I'm digging the games today. I think we should keep
Should we go for a game trifecta?
I think we should keep going.
Is that our third game?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so here's the story. I'm going to give the background on the entire story. And then do you want to go first or second? I'll leave it up to you as the visitor.
You know, I think I will... I'll elect to kick, so you go first.
I think you should go first, actually, because I think
you just offered, and then...
I know, but...
Yeah, you just crapped on it.
Hold on.
Native American giving.
Hold on. I think that the reason I'm saying that is because I think I remember more from the end of the story.
Okay.
So I guess... No, you know what? You tell your version first.
Jesus Christ.
You're right.
Let's just do it.
I don't want to be an asshole. Okay. So here's the basic background.
Okay.
We decided to go somewhere... Mm-hmm. Around New Year's Eve, just abroad.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up picking Berlin, Germany.
Okay.
Because I spoke a little German. Not a lot.
Very little.
But enough. Enough to get us around. It worked out. And a lot of people there speak English.
Right.
Which was actually, because, you know, we're like, well, we'd be screwed in France. Because we speak no French and people there don't seem real excited about English.
Right.
Dicks. We name all our fucking best foods after them. Fries.
Bread.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Toast.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
French roast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, French kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me put your tongue in my mouth, huh? This is going to be really nice.
We're going to tongue wrestle.
Good. Great.
These anyway.
Fucking French. Okay, so we pick Berlin, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there around New Year's. And we don't get too crazy on New Year's. I think I actually told this story on a previous show, peeing in my pants.
On your pants.
So I peed. Thanks for drawing a nice little flower there.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That was pointful.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're looking very flash dance right now with your shirt coming off of your shoulder.
This shirt, it's like my bedtime shirt, and it just eventually like starts to fall off.
Are we interrupting your bedtime?
I wear what I want.
Okay.
Focus, damn it.
God.
So we're in Germany, and we've been there a few nights. I mean, we're getting medium comfortable. Comfortable enough, we decide we go on this pub crawl, which the idea is this guy kind of takes you to these different kinds of bars, and you just drink, and then you go home.
Ian's
so
just sitting
we show
like,
up for the pub
shit.
Crawl, and I'm going to let Ian take it from there.
All right. So basically, my version of the story is that we sign up for this pub crawl.
And Heather, you stop him for questions and so on if you have them.
Yeah.
Because remember, you're deciding whose version seems more true.
That was all you had? Was that?
That's just the basic background of the story.
That's where, so now you know where we are and why we're there.
Okay, I was like, so I have to decide if you actually went there or not? Because
it's kind of important that we don't know where we are, really.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we were on the pub crawl, and the pub crawl is full of tourists like ourselves.
Okay.
And so we're going from bar to bar, and the idea of the pub crawl is that you're sort of, you go to bars and you're supposed to be exposed
to
different...
Well, I've heard of like the zombie bar crawl like around Halloween time and everyone like dresses up like zombie and goes to bars.
Well, it's a little bit different like because you're going as a tourist and you're trying to sort of see like different parts of a city.
Oh, okay.
You know, like it's for people who are not really familiar with Germany or not really familiar with the city.
Okay.
You're going to go around to these bars and they're supposed to represent different parts of Berlin.
Okay.
And since Berlin was a divided city, like you'd have some bars that were in what was East Berlin, the communist side, and then some bars that are sort of
on
the western side.
How are they different?
Well, there was one bar on the eastern side that had a lot of like communist paraphernalia. Like it had, you know,
Jesus Christ.
Still had the flags of like Marx and Lenin.
That's
you know,
terrifying.
On the like no, it was kind of well, it's kind of interesting. I mean that's why you go. It's sort of like you go because there's a sense in which one side lost, but, you know, it was in more like you're going for that kind of experience.
Okay.
And so we're going through the night, and we go from bar to bar, and both of us wind up getting really drunk.
Real shit-faced.
Yeah.
Like, and how many drinks do you think each of you had?
Oh, God, it's incalculable. Like, I have no idea. And this is like, because we met this with these,
So, blackout drunk.
I was blackout drunk.
Okay. All right.
I can't speak for Peter, but it's in his version of the story. He'll say whether or not he was blackout drunk.
Now, blackout drunk, that's a good detail.
Right. But I think what happens is as we go through, like we're taking just I'm taking shots with these South American guys of all kinds of stuff, drinking just whatever's thrust in my hand, you drink.
Oh, God.
And when you go to each new bar, you wind up taking a shot and then just drinking whatever you do. And near the end of the night.
Now, how many bars do you think you went to, did you say?
I would say like five or six. So that'll be a consistent detail between our stories. But
you probably at least had like 10 drinks, at least.
Oh, well, no, Jesus. God, more than that. Like way more than that.
I want to remind you to tell her too about one of the places we went wasn't really a bar. It was kind of an artist loft.
Oh, yeah, the artist loft. Because
this is one of the important. There are two, I think, basic places where our stories differ. One is the artist loft. One is the dance club.
Right. The artist loft, I have a vague memory of. I was kind of wandering around.
Okay.
Because
you're shit-faced.
I was shit-faced. And like the artist loft, you mostly saw things. Like they try to sell you little postcards. And like if you were sort of hanging out, they would sort of hold out their empty glass and you're supposed to pour in a little beer, which I did. And I don't recall a whole lot from them. I recall there being a drummer who, like, if you tried to hit it, like, one of the South American guys wanted to start drumming.
Uh-huh.
But, like, once you started drumming, they're like, you're hitting the drums too hard. You have to leave. Right.
Get out.
Right. And so I'm just running around all over the place, and we eventually leave the artist squat, basically. Because it's not really, like, they're not paying rent. It's the squat, like, they're squatting.
Okay.
And we go to the nightclub eventually. Now, the nightclub, I am hammered.
Like, just out of your mind drunk.
Right, but, like, not even able to, like, order drink. Like, I can't order another drink.
I'm surprised you even remember.
Right. But, well, because there's some photographic evidence.
Oh!
There's, like, one photograph.
There's one photograph, because when I started taking pictures, like, the angry bouncer's like, no. And we expected, like, we were going to a nightclub, and I'm like, I hadn't had a lot of experience with nightclubs.
No, this is a dance club.
Well, I'm saying nightclub is in air quotes, all right?
Okay.
But
air quotes are invisible on the radio.
Well, that's why you have to say that. But like, it's this dance club, and I kind of I expected something a little better.
Uh-huh.
But even shit-faced, I was like, man, this place looks run down.
Yeah.
And like a lot of the girls, I'm like, man, this is pretty ugly. But I just, I was like standing up and kind of hanging around, and I see Peter is like just getting down. He is like flailing his arms. It's very angular, but like the top part of his body is dancing. Like,
wow. You know, and I have to say, I know Peter to not be a dancer. Unless, unless he gets drunk.
This was like years of pent up dance fever.
Yeah, he just had to let it out.
Yeah, the dance fever was breaking up all over East Berlin that night. And I tried to snap one picture of this.
Okay.
And unfortunately, a giant woman blocks most
giantess.
Of the shots. Right. This huge fat woman, sort of her orbit.
Very
goes,
tall, too. I mean, right. She was like.
Just a big woman. She's
like a scary German. Yeah.
Okay.
Her orbit sort of goes passes
scary
through
German
my lens and blocks out like some sort of. The glory of Peter's dancing was eclipsed by this giant woman.
If I,
okay.
If
eclipsed,
I may, and
that's
feel
a great word.
This is still your portion, so feel free to disagree.
Okay.
But just describing the picture, which you can see on Facebook,
uh-huh.
You can't really see any of my body,
no.
But you can tell based on how low to the ground my head is that I'm doing something fucking insane.
Okay.
All you can see, to add a detail there, is you can see his head and his hand.
And everything
just
else is this
head.
Woman.
But there's a
you
sense
can't
of
even
which,
really see the hand.
Like, you can kind of get an impression of where the arm would be.
Okay.
But even from that, you're like, this is not, like, normal dancing or anything you've ever seen before. It's worth telling that we leave this bar, and I am so drunk that I can't. I'm going to throw up on this train.
Right.
Right. And in order to like focus, when I see the train sort of moving up and down, it's like swirling in a circle. I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up on the train. And in order to like maintain, I closed one eye.
Oh yeah.
I sort of,
well,
you
sometimes
know,
when you close your eyes, it's tired. Worse.
We made it. Well, I had one eye open,
yeah,
but
so
like
you
the
were balancing.
Yeah, I was trying to balance, but we made it back somehow.
Okay.
And I threw up.
Oh God.
And I think this is a good point at where our stories differ, because I deny throwing up in the shower.
Okay. Are you done? Are
yeah,
you fully
I'm done.
Done and you're going to let me tell
well,
my
I think
version?
there's one part we will agree on this.
Okay.
The next day we went on this bunker tour.
Okay, let me tell
underneath.
That. That's
okay,
my part.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So I'm going to start at the artist loft. So we've been to a few bars, we've been drinking. Now
I don't really understand my role here.
You're listening to my story.
And I have to decide which one is
decide
true.
You're going to which one you think is true.
Which version is true
or more accurate.
Okay, right. So one of them is fake?
No, I mean, this is his honest opinion.
Right.
And I'm going to tell... Oh, you need to tell what you were saying about the dance club.
Wait, I'm...
I don't recall. I really don't.
Okay. Well, I'll tell it, and then you can tell what you said. I'm going to tell the same story, but from my perspective, and it's different.
Up to the artist squad, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one I think was more likely to have happened?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So we get to the artist squad. I don't think I blacked out at all, except for maybe a little bit during the dancing.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so...
Is that your excuse for the dancing?
We get to... Well,
oh, I blacked out.
Here's
that
the thing.
Wasn't me.
I was loaded, and I don't like to dance, but I will dance if I'm somewhere where I'm drunk, and
or
dancing
if you
is
have,
the primary activity.
Or if you have a partner that dances insane.
I think, to be fair, this might not be blackout drunk, but this is more like... blacked out by the ecstatic experience of having God touch you in the brain.
Yeah.
So.
No, but here's, I will dance if I'm drunk and dancing is the, where we're at, dancing is the thing.
Okay.
If I'm somewhere where it's like less than 30% of the people are dancing, I won't dance.
So like a wedding.
Also,
like
there's a
wedding.
Sense in which
the
like
end
he's...
of a wedding when everyone's right. wasted and everyone's dancing, I'll
right.
dance. But if it's one of those shit weddings where there's three people dancing and one of them
no
some old mom
no
dancing with
dancing
that dumb little
you.
Fucking kid, I won't do that.
Okay.
Well, he's also on a different continent. So.
Or that creepy daughter dad dance.
Right.
Ooh, God.
Anyway, you're at the artist squat.
We're at the artist squat. So like you said, you walk around, fill people's beers with your beer, and that's kind of your way of... And I gave this guy a good portion of my beer because I wasn't real into it. And he gave me this postcard. It was nice. So one of these Brazilian guys we were with comes up to me and is like, your brother's in trouble. You need to help him. And I have no idea what's going on. We're in a foreign country. I'm like, what the fuck? I go
You're
over
still
to the,
at the artist place?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we weren't right together when we were... I mean, this is a huge place. It was like five floors or something.
Oh, okay.
So I go where he is. He's got... a mysterious bass guitar that came out of nowhere, and he's playing the bass guitar. And so,
right.
and these people are just sitting there looking
now.
At him, you know, and he was playing, there were other people playing with him. He wasn't okay. just playing a bass guitar, but I got the sense based on what this guy told me, I just kind of ran in and was like, hey, we got to go. I don't know what's going on, but I was like, well, he is playing a mysterious guitar. This doesn't seem good.
Okay.
It's not like he's fucking... John Belushi in Animal House, like playing a stranger's guitar, and everyone would just be like, yeah, go.
Okay.
So we leave there. We go to the dance club.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, check my coat and just start dancing immediately. I don't drink anything there.
Okay.
Because I'm too into the dance.
Right.
Right.
What kind of music?
Techno, couldn't fucking tell
crap.
You.
I think East German techno.
I think it was pretty much the same thing you would hear at a dance club here.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a lot different. And it was a total shithole.
Okay.
Right.
And the people there were shitty.
Okay.
So I'm dancing my ass off. Now, we leave, and Ian's, we're on the train.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at me, one eye 100% closed. And, you know, I was thinking, too, I was like, well, I'm going to have to figure out how to get us home. And it wasn't too bad.
Right.
And he's looking, I'm talking to him, and he's looking past me down the train, and I look, it's a really long train, and the train tracks aren't flat, so you can see the train swirling
Ooh,
to the sides
boy.
And going up
I
and down.
I can only imagine how sick that
So it was
make
making me nauseous, and so he was getting real nauseous.
Okay.
So his claim, when we're in the train, is that no one would dance with me, but that he was charming people and convincing them to dance with me, because I looked crazy dancing by myself. That was your claim. Do you remember that
I do
now?
Remember claiming that, yeah.
Do you still claim that?
Yes.
Okay. So his claim, being super fucking wasted, was that he was basically helping me out with the ladies because I was making an ass of myself.
Like the giant lady?
Yeah. Who appeared to be walking towards me.
Okay.
In the picture.
All right.
Lumbering.
Although in the
lumbering
picture,
toward you.
To be fair, in the picture, there are people around me facing my direction, but no one is very close to me. So it could be that everyone's, it's, you know how in a movie they kind of form a ring and watch great people do all these great dance moves?
Yeah.
It looks like that, except I'm pretty sure I'm not doing great dance moves.
Okay.
We'll just say the picture is ambiguous.
Yeah.
So we get back, and I lay in my bed, and I was listening to Queen on my iPod.
Okay, that's
rocking
nice.
Out, thinking how happy I was. Ian gets up, and we're in a hostel, so there's, you know, five other people in the room. He gets up, he just grabs some fucking random sweatshirt off the floor to hold the door open, goes running down the hall, and I can hear him puking. And then he comes back.
Happened.
And down the hall, there was a separate room for a shower and a bathroom.
Right.
And I knew the bathroom was further, and it didn't sound like he went that far. So he comes back, and I'm like, did you puke in the shower? And he says, no, I puked in the sink, I think is what he said.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, we get up, and we're walking down the hallway, and some poor man is scrubbing the shit out of the shower.
Oh, God.
Now, that does not necessarily mean that he puked in the shower. However, likely.
So you didn't see any vomit?
No. Didn't see it.
Okay.
Then, so we go on this, we are going on a tour.
Now, this part
is
not disputed.
Yeah, this part is where our stories reconvene.
Okay.
So we go on this tour.
So wait, is the only difference that Ian says he did not puke in the shower and you say he did?
No, the main difference I would say is that he claims that he was scoring
he
ladies
was,
for me.
Okay.
Okay, so
I
then,
think that, like, to wrap up the discrepancies, uh-huh. I'd say like the artist loft has sort of a minor discrepancy.
Yeah.
Okay. The dance club has the
oh,
major
and
discrepancy.
When I stopped him playing the bass too, he was really indignant. Like,
oh, yeah,
he was
I
like,
was.
What are you doing? I was having fun.
I'm
this
awesome.
Is going fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Which it may have been. And, you know, I tried to say, this guy fucking told me, I didn't know, I just rushed in.
Okay.
Okay. So the next morning we get up, we go on this tour of like a Cold War bunker,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty cool. And so we're in there and it's really bizarre because, you know, they all had, it was supposed to be you could live in there for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they showed the outfits they would wear, which were these like tight yellow Adidas track suits and shit. It's like what they thought the future would be in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was like in the 70s, yeah, but go ahead.
So then there was, all along the inside, there was this stripe on the wall.
Okay.
And the guy was telling us halfway through the tour, they painted this stripe along the wall, and I'm standing at the back of the group. He's saying they painted the stripe along both sides of all the walls because it's a little bit radioactive, which means it glows in the dark.
Okay.
So try your best to minimize touching the wall, especially that part of the wall during the tour.
Right.
I look to my left. Ian is almost collapsed against the wall, his entire face and body leaning on the stripe
because
he is so fucking hungover he can't even stand up straight.
Jesus.
So he's leaning on the radioactive stripe in this bunker just looking like he was wanting to die.
Okay.
I in all honesty, I think if you were in a victim of a nuclear attack, you'd probably look more like me
right.
than like anyone on the tour. So I feel like I was adding something to
you
the tour.
You were really,
experience.
Really reliving it.
Ooh, right. And there was this girl on the tour too. Do you remember this? And she looked really cute and she was with this guy, but then I saw the other side of her face and she had like these herpes on her face.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit. And they looked like these huge blisters all over, and then it was like, oh, that's why this cute looking girl's with this chode.
Yeah, it was like it was a real two-faced thing too.
Yeah.
Like where one side looks great and then the other side you're like, Jesus.
And it was so it was so bad too. You know, in like Batman they see Two-Face and then they see the other side of his face and they go like, "Oh!" Like, it was like that.
Right.
It was nuts. Okay. So you have Ian's version of the story.
Right.
Lady Killer Ian.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have my version of the story. What do you think? Settle this age-long dispute.
I feel like there is a... Oh, boy.
Come so on. Much
I feel like
tension.
I'm walking on eggshells here.
It's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I think I got to side with Ian.
Yeah!
What the fuck?
Yeah!
Explain yourself. Explain.
I don't know. I've seen you dance.
Okay.
I think.
Checkmate.
You think it's so bad
well,
it would
I
repel
can,
people from
I
me?
I can picture Ian being drunk and just trying to help you out.
Uh-huh.
And just being like, look, girl, just go dance with him.
That would have been
that,
way
but,
more articulate than I was at the time.
And let me ask you, you're a girl.
Right.
And you see this guy dancing insanely.
Right.
And then an even more wasted guy comes up to you and says, just go fucking dance with him.
Well,
would you do it?
If I was drunk, I probably would.
Why?
Just well, because
you,
I was
you
drunk.
Dance crazy too. Though.
Yeah, I dance like okay. a fucking maniac. So I tear
oh,
up the floor.
I'm hurt.
Okay.
I'm real hurt.
Man. You are not.
You know, I won 2 games today.
I think that's all I have in me today, guys.
Yeah. All right.
I'm serious.
I feel like it's a good time for me to walk away victorious. Me and Corinne
oh,
have
yeah.
done well today.
So Corinne,
sorry, Nika.
We'll figure out a prize for
Try
Corinne
next
here.
Time.
And how the fuck to get that to Corinne.
I am the living version of the magic pitch.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Heather?
It was fun.
Yeah,
I had
it was
fun.
Real fun.
Okay.
I'm really glad you were here.
I'm sleeping on the couch.
To humiliate me. You bitch. Ian?
The day is mine, yet again.
He wins, I guess so. I guess maybe you're more charming than I thought.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Can't take pain, so please say.